The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
In recent weeks, anti-migrant sentiment has been in evidence from protests in various parts of the country against accommodation for asylum seekers. And this week, we've seen one politician hauled over the coals for using discriminatory language referring to travellers on social media. So are we seeing an increase in hostility in the public discourse? And does this translate to incidents of discrimination in the workplace? I'm joined for more by Professor Mark Bell from Trinity College Dublin, who specialises in employment and discrimination law. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. Is it the case that what gets said in public discourse, and maybe if the direction of public discourse goes in a way that demeans or casts aspersions on groups of people, that that feeds into the workplace?
Well, we know that discrimination continues to be a common problem that people face in the workplace. Surveys have suggested that about 8% of people in Ireland say that they've experienced discrimination at work, and that's been quite constant over a period of time. So certainly we're very alert to things that may be happening on social media today, and that might have an impact on the sorts of discussions that take place at work.
So who is most at risk of discrimination in workplaces in Ireland?
Well, the research would suggest that the kinds of groups that report higher levels of discrimination would be women, people with disabilities, ethnic minorities, Irish travellers, and older workers. It's difficult to say that one group is particularly more exposed to discrimination than others. Sometimes it's particular groups within those populations. So, for example, amongst women, we know that those that higher levels of discrimination are reported when women are pregnant. And we also know that when we look at, say, patterns of employment amongst people with disabilities, some people with disabilities seem to be more excluded from the workplace than others, especially those with mental health problems or intellectual disabilities.
Does the research give you any indication as to whether people in Ireland are becoming less tolerant of difference in the workplace, or are things going in the right direction?
We do see rises in sometimes people reporting discrimination, and it's always hard to know, is that because there's an increase in discrimination, or is it that people are now more familiar with their rights? They understand that they're entitled to a working environment that's free from discrimination or harassment, so they're more ready to come forward. But social studies over time suggest that people's perceived experiences of discrimination are relatively steady but slightly increasing, yeah.
You mentioned there, obviously, one of them is around gender and gender discrimination and about women being pregnant.
Yes.
Is this, and we hear an awful lot about it, we did in the past, is it still the case that in an interview somebody might ask a woman about plans for children, childcare, all that sort of stuff?
From time to time, you see surprising cases where, you know, you would think, given that this is well established in law, that these are issues that shouldn't be asked about in interview contexts. Occasionally, you would. I mean, I think today what we have to be more alert to is sort of implicit bias, that where something might not be said overtly, but perhaps behind in the background of someone's mind, that's the issue. So sometimes, you know, we see examples of where someone informs their employer that they're pregnant, and then very soon after that, issues are being raised about the quality of their work that weren't being raised before the employer was aware. So those are the sorts of things it may not be explicit, but you have to then ask the question, was there a connection between those things?
Insofar as social media has contributed to, many would say, a lowering in the tone of public discourse about groups of people and individuals and so forth. What about employees saying things about other employees, perhaps through social media? Yeah. How big an issue is that?
That's coming up. I think you see that more and more in litigation that, you know, it may be that employees feel that something that they're doing outside the workplace, at home, on their mobile phones, that they're not thinking about the ramifications that that might have for them in working life. So, you know, if employees maybe are sharing social media discussions, WhatsApp groups, for example, and they're saying something about a colleague, it might be that that's been said outside the workplace, but it can have very strong implications for their relationships with their colleagues. And then employers may find themselves having to deal with those consequences.
And it can become very real for people. Mm. Professor Mark Bell from Trinity College, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.